Hello,
Thank
thank you for
you,
calling
Ashley, for
customer
the
support.
clarifier.
You're remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm the floor supervisor in our fraud
Thank
department.
you.
How can I help today?
I'm not telling you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm the supervisor, one of the floor supervisors in the fraud department.
Okay.
May I have your name?
My name
Yeah.
Yes, your name.
is Lucretia Smith. Would you like to spell the first name?
No, ma'am, that's okay.
Okay.
And Ms. Smith, just for confirmation purposes that I have the correct account, can I ask for your street address?
It's P.O. Box 182 in Lillian, Texas, 76061.
Thank you for sharing that, Ms. Smith. I don't have a P.O. box on file, however.
What do you have? Do you have my physical address?
Maybe.
Nine
Looks
three
like
hundred.
an East FM Road.
What?
9300 Johns Road.
I don't see that, sorry. Would you be able to confirm the last four numbers of the card we had billed real quick?
Of what?
The last four numbers of the card we had billed.
I don't have any idea. Because I don't know anything about this charge.
All right. Ms. Smith, you were transferred to the fraud department. I'm trying to confirm the account that was transferred over to me.
And
So
I don't have the keys.
can you confirm your
Go ahead.
email?
Email?
Yeah.
Is my email is my name reverse, SmithLucretia at yahoo.com.
Thank you. I see that on the account. This has brought up a canceled account for our Bites Hub meal planning application. I see where there was an online customer support survey completed and a sweepstakes enrollment filled out September.
Yes.
That sweepstakes enrollment was completed on the Dyson vacuum.
I don't know anything about a sweepstakes. I don't generally enter sweepstakes because I get roped every time.
Okay. So Ms. Smith, the online survey that was completed back on the 24th of September, it could have been from a variety
September.
Of companies.
You're saying it goes back to September?
Yes, ma'am.
Because it came on my bank statement on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And
yes,
I was
ma'am.
Telling the young lady, I've been in the hospital. I went in the hospital on the 30th, and I didn't get out till towards the end of January. And so I don't know anything about this.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So this is what had happened. Back in September is when an online survey was completed, and there was afterwards a sweepstakes enrollment offered. It was a chance to enter and win the Dyson vacuum. So your information was then placed on that sweepstakes and entry form for the Dyson vacuum.
Hello, book.
And there were terms on the entry form that would have explained your joining a subscription to our Bites Hub meal planning application, which has been billing you monthly the $39.89. That would be
well,
to provide.
Go ahead.
That's to provide the customer the enrollment into the random name drawing that's completed every month for the Dyson to see who wins and shares recipe guides and such. So it would have been sent to your email of SmithLucretia@yahoo.com.
I still don't know anything about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I do understand, ma'am. However, all we're able to do on an account like this, as there are terms provided, and we have that email on file and all this information, you know, provided is yours. I do show the PO box used for your billing address. We are not going to be able to submit any type of credits or refund.
So I can't get a refund?
No, ma'am. All we're able to do on an account like this is to cancel, which prevents future billing.
Okay. If it shows up again, I'll deal with the bank, okay?
I definitely understand that. The lady you spoke with just before me, she had processed a cancellation. Were you provided a confirmation?
That means nothing else can come through.
It does. That's correct. Were you given
it's
a confirmation?
What she explained it.
Right. Were you given a confirmation number?
Okay.
Did she
Are you
provide?
There?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, did she provide the confirmation number of cancellation?
Right.
Okay, good. Would there be anything else I could take a look at or help out with today?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Smith. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.